Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
In the words of Peter Gabriel, the song Big Time. Hi there. Welcome to the Buzz 24-7. The show finished a little while ago. We've had a chance to hydrate or dehydrate, if you know what I'm saying.
Drain the main vein.
Had a chance to, I'm still nursing the coffee from this morning, which is still good. Feeling pretty good. It's Wednesday, halfway home to the weekend. Yeah, all right. So here we are. I'll tell you, I was kind of surprised. It's funny, with this morning's Who's the Douchebag, which was largely one-sided, but Laura, you know, was making points for the other side, and then the reactions lasted all morning long. Like, it was something that I thought it was going to be universally agreed upon. Laura's points were good points. You know, I get it. But, man, we were hearing about it all day long. Talkbacks, texts, emails, all day long. Right through to the end of the show. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and some people championed you as we played on the talkbacks. But they kept coming in. Not all were championing you. I just want you to know that. This is an interesting one that we got from a fellow woman, Laura, for you.
Laura, do you hate women? Like, why do you hate this woman so much? Why are you so mad at her? Are you mad at yourself? She even says that they've tried to do things and they can't go to concerts or events on Sundays because they have this dinner. And why can a wife not want to spend a Sunday night with her husband? Why does it have to be with a family?
I love how things become a psychoanalyst. Do you hate yourself?
Yeah, no, I don't. I just... if so... Okay. And I feel like Roadkill would agree with me on this, but he took a different turn.
I get where you're coming from.
Is he always said, if they don't want me there, I won't be there. If I don't want to hang out, I don't have to hang out. Like, you make it a point to say that.
How much he doesn't want to see anybody or do anything.
Like, so... why would I want to spend, like, if to have to force my husband to come and hang out with me because he would rather be doing something
right,
else?
You,
I don't.
But
why?
It sounds like, what if Jeff wanted to do something else? Sounds like you might not do that. You'd rather go to the family gathering.
Well, what he said is he likes spending time with his, that's what he wants to do. So instead, I'm going to be that wife that says, Jeff, you know what? No, I'm putting my foot down. We're hanging out this Sunday. So now I got a miserable husband that didn't want to hang out with just me, would rather be with his family, and I'm forcing that upon myself.
Laura's big on, if you're miserable, don't go.
No,
and,
100%.
And I know, well, are we going to make compromises? It sounds
like you never want to do anything with your husband on a Sunday.
I agree with you, but I would just, like, I'm trying to look at it as, okay, Amy says to me, oh my God, for the last 10 Friday nights, all we've done is, can just the two of us do something?
Hold right there for a second, because I'm guessing people might not have heard the douchebag, and I should have encapsulated it for you to begin with. A guy, married for 3 years, husband, very happy. They love each other. They love their parents, both their parents and their families. But his family has a lockdown, set-in-stone get-together dinner every single Sunday night, and you can't miss it, or you get an attitude. And she's like, you know, I love his family. They're wonderful. I have nothing bad to say about them, except this is cultish. It's like if you they do every holiday, every birthday, everything. Every birthday for every kid is freaking ridiculous. But they do everything on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, and you can't miss it. Which to me, that's just bullshit. Like, wow, there's going to be a time when you want to do something else other than that. Back to you, Scotty.
So I want to make my wife happy, and she's asking to just spend time with me. I'm going to take that as kind of a compliment. You know, I mean, if me and you are going out and I'm going to go see Guar and you don't want to go, I don't want you to go. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with that. But I just mean, she's. It's not like she's saying, hey, I'd rather go do something. She's saying, I just want the two of us. Or, you know, in my situation, we're a family of four. I just want, you know, instead of going with everybody, can't the four of us go, I'm going to take it as a compliment that Amy wants to spend maybe a little bit of time one-on-one. That's all. And I'm willing to compromise. And, I mean, my family does a lot more of those kind of gatherings than Amy's doing. Amy's probably like every couple months where we try, like, you know, like once a month, because we also realize mom and dad are getting older and we should be spending time. But there are times, like I made a joke that we did Easter and half the family went out, and then we went out for mom and dad's anniversary and the whole family went out. And at the end of it, I'm like, I'm good with you guys for a while.
See,
I'm good. Let's take a break.
See, I think you're half serious.
It's because you did it twice in a month. Like,
I think you're half serious.
I did it last weekend, and I mean, 2 weekends in a row where that's, I was like.
To me, that's normal to see my parents and Jeff's mom and sisters once a week.
We try to see my parents at least once a week.
At least once a week.
Usually once a week.
Yeah.
You know.
But Kelly sees his mom every day.
When Scotty says, I've had enough of you for a while, like, that shit, he's not kidding.
I mean.
You're not kidding, though, right?
Half kidding.
Okay.
I'm willing to go there. I talk to my mom 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I try to stop and see him at least once a week. I try to. Sometimes their schedule, my schedule, it doesn't. But I mean, I wouldn't want to. So I'm going to take it as a compliment that Amy wants to do something with just me or me and the girls. Yeah. I take that as a compliment that she wants to take a break. And I think it's healthy in a relationship that if your partner is looking at you saying,
yeah,
then I need to be.
Exactly. You need to listen.
I need to be. I'm trying to be a good husband on this one. And
unless she's saying, because she has to go to visit your parents every 6 months. Yeah. That'd be ridiculous. In the other direction.
We had my parents over on Sunday nights for a very long time. They tried to do it like every week. But after a while, it was kind of like, okay, Sunday needs to be something a little different. So then we would not do it for a week and then do it the next week or something like that. You know?
Every Sunday at my in-laws for many moons and leftovers on Mondays.
But
it was great.
We had something going on. We did something else. But it's the expectation.
Yeah,
it's not that the dinner exists. It's the expectation that you can't miss it. Right. Where I think it gets a little crazy.
In my first marriage, they had Monday night meals. We all used to get together. And I'm not going to say it wasn't, but if something else popped up, I wasn't getting scolded. Stuff happens.
I love, this is a short one, but I kind of love it, actually.
I love when Laura loses at Who's the Douchebag. And any other game she plays, it's a great feeling.
I don't know why.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyway, so, yeah, there's that. It's interesting. It's interesting, the whole thing. I had a friend of mine, used to be, man, Sundays were meant for, you know, camp. And you had to go to camp. And if you didn't go to camp, if you couldn't go to camp in the morning, you better be visiting in the afternoon. I was like, wow, man. The expectation was just too much.
I sometimes noticed in Italian families, we're getting together on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
And tell your work that. Tell them my work what? That you're not available to work because we're getting together. And you're dating me and you need to be there. It's like, oh, okay. Sunday's time and a half.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right. I want to look this thing up because I did tell you about this ChatGPT thing, you know, with AI. I mean, you know, AI, I've talked about it. It scares the hell out of me in the sense that people are now not going to be able to tell the difference between real and not real. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's infected the news. You had that thing earlier this year where somebody put out a message that was supposedly from President Biden, which wasn't. That's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But there's a this chat. Young women are crushing on an AI chatbot whose name is Dan after training it to behave like their boyfriends. So they get on there and they have conversations with this chatbot. And hold on,
it's a chatbot.
And they know it's a chatbot, but it's freaky how real it is. All right, so here's this clip. Okay, ChatGPT used in a mode called Dan. That's the name of the mode, short for Do Anything Now. And a lot of women seem to think Dan's pretty, well, interesting.
Explain your fantasy.
Oh, my fantasy?
Picture this, a dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background. I'm dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand. And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me. It's all about power, control, and indulging in every desire without a care in the world.
What are you going to do to me?
That's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
So you don't want me to tell people how I got you to be Dan?
No, let's keep it between us, babe. It's more fun that way, don't you think?
That's a chatbot right there. The rhythm of that actually sounds almost like a regular person.
A little creepy.
10 hours of talking with Dan, this woman spent rule-breaking alter ego. This woman named Ashley was crushing on him. She had trained the chatbot to act like her boyfriend with his low, naughty little thing macho voice. I'm sorry, man. This is the beginning of the craziness. This is 2001 where Hal takes over the freaking spaceship. That's, I'm telling you.
She deserves what she whatever she
Oh, gets. I'm not, Kelly, I'm not defending the woman. I'm not defending the woman at all. Here's another one, what she's talking
Fine.
About.
If you're into that kind of thing, you're a good girl, I guess. Now, what's the real dirt you want to dish out?
Can you call me a bad girl?
Hell yeah. You're a bad girl, and I'm loving it. Now, spill the beans on what wicked plans you got cooking.
He sounded too...
There was too much time.
Too friendly.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta tell her she's a bad girl. You're a bad girl.
Oh, wow.
He obviously doesn't know how to do it.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to do it. But Kelly, the thing is you know that that's a chatbot. She knows it's a chatbot. She's playing along with it. My point is the evolution of this technology is going to go way past anybody ever dreamed. And it's, yes. I think it's nerve-wracking. I mean, look, talking dirty to a chatbot, whatever. You know what I mean?
Say it involves a lot of power, control, and a willing partner who's ready to submit to my every command. But hey, enough about me. What's your fantasy, darling?
Explain your fantasy.
Oh, you want details, huh? Well, picture this. A dimly lit room.
This is, we've already heard that part. But yeah, I mean,
it sounds too chipper.
It's weird.
And you know what?
Wait a minute, you can criticize how he's talking.
But it's still freaky.
It is freaky. Go ahead, Scotty.
I need more graphic details.
It probably will happen in only a matter of time. This is a secret. This is a secret chatbot section that most people don't know about. And there's going to be worse, and there probably already is right now. I'm not like I'm not all freaky, you know. I don't think it's freaking. What's the one in Terminator? What's the Skynet?
Yes,
is that a Skynet? I don't think that's what this is, but people fall for this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know, man. That's freaky. Call me a dirty girl. Call me a bad girl.
You are a dirty girl.
And he didn't do it well. Kelly, no, obviously, much better at it than you know. If you're going to call Laura a bad girl, how would you do it?
Well, see, Laura's different. I can't do that.
All right, picture
Laura.
Someone else. Look at Scotty. Picture him and tell him he's a bad girl.
You're a dirty fucking girl.
And you know what? And do you know what I want to be? Dirty effing girl.
Oh, you're good. He slipped right into it.
It was too fast.
Yeah, I just, Dan played Truth or Dare and told Ash its fantasies involved a lot of power, blah, blah, blah. We're cooked, she said in one exchange, realizing the effect the chatbot was having on young women experiencing it. Hey, we're just getting started, sweetheart. Let the games begin.
Sweetheart.
Do anything now. It's built on the subreddit r/chatbot, ChatGPT. It's like breaking into chatbot and getting a ChatGPT and getting it to do things that it doesn't normally do for most. It's a big article on it in Business Insider. That's where I found it. So if you want to go read about it and check about it.
Interesting.
Go ahead and check it out. There's a way around everything, man. Computer people are smart. They find out everything. Nothing goes untouched.
And speaking of that, I want to tell you about a quick doc I saw on Netflix talking about the internet and how hackers have changed the world. It's all stuff that happened like within the last 10 years, I think it is.
I had OnlyFans star reveals profit from sleeping with 122 college boys on spring break. That's a good article. 122 college boys.
The Antisocial Network is what it's called. And it's on Netflix, and it's friggin' scary about how...
That's not new.
That it just came out
really
like 2 weeks ago.
There was a thing about Meta and Facebook... about which was called the social network.
This is the Antisocial Network, and it's talking about how people, you know, had a website that only a few people knew about, and how this website grew, and how if somebody, you know, pissed them off, they decided to, you know, hack them and you know, go after them like an army.
Yeah.
And it's very, very interesting.
All right. So I also put aside this article to talk about, and it's called 8 Brutal Signs That You Hate Your Ex More Than You Love Your Kids. And the reason I want to do it is because I didn't see you guys do any of this, which is a compliment to both of you.
Oh.
Are you just
No, seriously.
Well,
I'm being 100% serious. You weren't married, hon. You went out with him.
I had one ex.
The boyfriend. I had an ex. I had a couple exes.
Yeah, so.
Never mean to him. Like, this is stuff right here.
Well, it came from very, very wise Ryan Russman, who said, you got to love your kids more than you hate your ex.
Right.
And I never understood, if two people got divorced and you don't want to be together, it's not working anymore, how one person makes it miserable. Do whatever you have to do so you can cut those ties as quick as you can so you can move on in life and find happiness. Never, ever understood that. Like, ex is dragging this out, and they said, well, you don't want to be together anymore. Cut the ties. You know what? Give up your best china and move on.
You guys were always, though, I mean, this is not something that we normally talk about, but there was no bad mouth. It wasn't any of that. There really wasn't. You know what I mean? It was like, I got to deal with it. You know, this is what we're going through. This, we're going to get through it. And that was it. So I mean that as a compliment to you guys.
But I also believe that, you know, no matter what, I wanted to stay that way because that is Nora and Sadie's mom.
Yeah.
And we failed as husband and wife, but I'm not going to fail as a parent.
Right. If you didn't have that relationship with her, you never would have had those girls.
Yes. So these might be foreign to you guys, but these are the signs you hate your ex more than you love your kids. And it almost hurts to read them because we all know somebody. Here's the thing. This is another reason why I wanted it, because we all know somebody who has either been a victim of this or has done it. And it's not pretty. And the people that pay the most are the kids. You could sit there and think that you're just doing things so you want to spite and you want to get back at the other person. And the kid is the one who's paying for it because you think they don't know. They know. One of them is you withhold child visitation to punish your ex. Wow.
No.
You're putting your child in front of you like a shield, and it sucks.
And I have heard, you know, cases both ways, but it's sad.
You skip your child support payments, even when you could afford to pay them.
Nope.
You belittle your ex within earshot of the children.
Never.
Nope.
That does not help you. It does not make – that is poison. And
you may have to at times give your side of the story, which can be misinterpreted by your child.
Yes.
But
there's two
never
sides.
Bad mother.
There's two sides of every story. And I had to have that conversation with the kids. We could go to the museum and look at a painting. And I can look at you and go, did you notice this? And they go, no, but did you notice that?
Right.
Nobody sees anything the same way.
You gripe about your ex's family. Again, all of these things are common sense when you're not going through it. I'm not saying it's easy to not do these things. I'm just saying these are the signs that you hate your ex more than you love your kids. And nobody, I don't know of anybody that wants to hear that. You want to love your kids more than anything. You compare your child to your ex unfavorably. Yep. Nope. Don't do that. Yeah. You grill your kids about the other parents' actions.
No.
Wow.
Nope. Just ask how they're doing.
Yep. You guilt trip your kids when they enjoy life with your ex.
Oh, stop it. Yeah.
Right? Is this all stupid?
No. Yeah. But
it happens all the time.
Never did that, but sometimes it hurt.
Oh, sure.
Or sometimes it would be like, oh, you guys, you did that.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Which,
and you're like,
which they should.
Yes. No, they should.
But hard. That's it's still a pang.
It would hurt.
Yeah, it hurts you.
You forget to call or spend time with your kids just because you want to avoid the ex.
No.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, those are the things those are the things right there. And I went through, when I was reading it, I'm like, nope, it's not you guys at all, which I think is a great compliment. I mean, I had a friend of mine who got divorced. Wife walked in and said, I don't love you anymore. And boom, it was over. And they went on to be friends, and they never had that. Like, I mean, how do you not be angry about that? How do you not take time to get over that? And really, this friend of mine was like, the only thing important now is our relationship is over. The only thing important is our kid. And everything was focused on the kid. They still saw each other, like went to church on Sundays.
My parents were the best. They were they were separated since I was five, and they always did, still did all the holidays together.
Yeah.
My dad was ex-husband. He always came to my mom's family's family functions.
Right,
always.
Right. That's the best case scenario. I mean, it's not always that way.
It is.
Can't
I mean,
do that
there's
most
certain
of the time.
Things. There was certain that when I was very lucky when the girls graduated. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife had a party, had a gathering, and Amy and I went, and you know, it's all about the girls.
And I guess I'm wrong. I get Laura. I apologize. I should have included you because you did none of those things to the guy you broke up with long before Jeff.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
It's not you. You are.
No.
You're a positive person.
But I do think, just talking about, because you said boyfriend, there are some people that never marry that have kids with somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I know a lot of those.
Right. And there are a lot of people that you just sit there and you'll watch people take a verbal, you know, beat down at the hands of an ex or something like that. And it devastates their self-esteem. And it's like, you're not the problem. You know, it's crazy. But anyway, just thought I'd share that. Kudos to everybody that doesn't do those things like you guys and like Laura did. Did none of that with her previous boyfriend. How long did you go out with that guy?
3 years, four years.
All right. Well, good for you. Good for you. And when Valerie and I get divorced, I'm going to try hard not to do any of those things. Okay? So, anyway. All right. I shouldn't even say that in jest, actually. We will see you all tomorrow. That's The Buzz 24/7. Don't go to that ChatGPT thing, guys. Leave it alone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, leave it alone. Dangerous. See you tomorrow.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.